哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Greetings to all brothers and sisters and our true seeking friends。
我们继续第二节的聚会。
We will continue our second session。
请大家同心默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer。
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名继续正道。
In the name of Jesus, I continue to deliver the sermon.
我们现在要讲第二个孩子没有办法把信仰内化成他生命的原因。
So now we would like to talk about the second reason why our children is not able to internalize their faith to become part of their life.
从参孙的例子我们知道，如果孩子只知道自己是基督徒，却不注意他的生活方式。
So from the example that we just learned of Samson, we know that if our children only know that they are being a Christian, however, they do not pursue after the quality of life.
那他就可能这个信仰只是一个有名无实的。
And more than likely, their faith is only by name with no substance.
第二个原因就是，如果我们的孩子只知道神存在，但是却不是他生命、他的世界的中心的话。
However, the second reason that we want to talk about is that if our children only know the existence of God, however, God is never be part of their life, God is never the center of their world.
在孩子的世界里面，自己才是他的世界的中心，自己的主。
And in our children's world, if they themselves is the center of their world, they themselves is the master of their world.
那这样，这个信仰也会是有名无实的。
If that's the case, then our children's faith will once again become faith by name with no substance.
我们要来看该隐的例子。
So we would like to learn from the example of Cain.
该隐的父母，他之所以会产生这样子以自己为世界中心的孩子。
So the reason why Cain's parents bring up a children only treated himself as the center of his world.
是因为他的父母是以孩子为中心。
The reason why is because the parents always treated their children as the center of their world.
那这个也是这个时代的教育。的趋势。
And this is also the current trend in this world.
就是让孩子就是公主啊，王子啊。
We treat our children, our son as a prince, our daughter as princess.
我们先来看创世纪的第四章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1.And Adam had a relationship with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man, she said.
我们会说，孩子成为他世界的中心，世界的主。
So we say that our children become the center, the lord of their world.
甚至讲得更本质一点，其实让孩子自己把自己变成神。
So, to be more exact, we actually turn our children to become their own God.
那神是一个什么样的存在呢？
And exactly how does God exist to them?
神就是一个被荣耀的对象。
God, the existence of God, God is an object that should be glorified.
神也成为至高者。
God is also someone is the highest, the someone with the highest status.
神也是掌权者。
God is also someone with the sovereign power.
神也是不可被限定的无限者。
God is also someone can never be limited, never be restricted.
那我们在该隐身上来看他怎么样来看待他自己。
So from Cain, let's look at how Cain treated himself.
第一个我们来看 他把自己变成至高者了。
First of all, we can see that Ken has turned himself and treated himself to become the Most High.
我们来看第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4. Verse 4, while Abel brought the best portion of the firstborn of his flock, and the Lord looked with the favor of Abel and his offerings.
第五节。
Verse 5, but he had no regard for Cain and his offering, so Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell.
这里该隐他虽然好像就是献礼物给神呢，好像是他是小的，然后神是大的。
So even though we can see that Cain actually have done a gesture of making and sacrifice an offering to God as if that he is lower status and God is higher status.
但是神不悦纳的时候，他就很生气。
However, when God did not accept his offering, he turned to become very angry.
当然他这样子 很容易生气，也像参孙一样，就是性情很血气。
Obviously, with the personality of easy to anger, similar to Samson, that his character is very fleshly and very worldly.
但是这个更具反映出一个事实。
However, this also reflects a truth.
就是他觉得他才是主啊。
This actually reflects a reality. The reality is that he thinks himself is God himself.
我要给你，你怎么可以不高兴？
I want to give something to you. How dare you not to be happy?
你怎么可以不接受我要给你的东西？
How dare you not to accept what I gave you?
我的剧本就是我给你，你要很高兴，怎么可以不照我的剧本走？
So according to my script, whatever I give you, you should just accept. How can you not to accept what I gave you?
所以在他的世界里，他是主，神是次要的。
And therefore, in his role, Cain himself is the Lord, and God is actually his subordinate.
甚至说，神是为了满足他的需要才存在的。
Even more specifically, the existence of God is in order to satisfy the needs of Cain.
他是至高者。
So Cain turned himself to become the Most High.
他的主权不可以受到神的挑战。
And his sovereign power cannot be challenged by God.
那这个到底是怎么养成的呢？
So how come Cain end up like this kind of person?
应该就是在生活当中，他的父母就是以这个孩子为任何决定的最高的考量。
It must be because during his daily life, his parentsactually treated whatever Cain's need to do as the first priority.
如果今天要聚会，但是这个小孩他有他的需要。
So for example, today it's service time, but if my children have their own needs to do,
他要读书啊，他明天要考试啊。
For example, they need to study, tomorrow they're having exams.
太冷了，这样小孩出去会生病。
Or even the weather is too cold for my kids to go out and he or she might get sick.
我孩子今天需要我陪他玩，所以我不方便做圣工。
So all my kids today need me to entertain or accompany them, so it's not convenient for me to do any divine works today.
他今天生日很特别，我陪他没有办法聚会或做圣工。
Today is my kid's birthday. It's very important, very special, and therefore I cannot do any divine works today.
那如果再更生活一点，大人在家里讲任何的事情，小孩都可以去打断父母。
Or to more, even more realistically, if the parents during their conversation, the kids can just cut off their conversation at any time they want.
对啊，赶快来满足，来听，你说什么？你需要什么？
The parents actually will stop their conversation and quickly want to listen to what the kids need, what the kids want.
就是一切都是要以满足这个孩子为最高的 priority.
That means to say that everything, the first priority is in order to satisfy whatever my kids want, whatever my kids need.
那就会形成孩子的世界观，就是我是这个世界的中心。
And this kid's worldview will become like I myself,is the center of my world.
我所想要的就会发生。
Whatever I want, it will happen.
我不会受到任何的挑战。
I will never be challenged by anyone, by anything.
并且我会是不断的得到荣耀。
And I will continue to be the one receiving glory.
因为我是家里的王子公主，甚至王。
For I'm the prince, I'm the princess, or even I'm the king of this family.
那所以我们现在也可以看到这个生日会好像就很重要。
So we can see that nowadays the birthday party seems very important.
那孩子长大结婚，哇，每个人也都是一定要变成一个全场的焦点。
And when our kids getting married,they need to become the center point of their wedding.
这其实都是这个我是世界中心这个世界观所展现出来生活的样态。
It is all derived from I myself is the center of the world. This kind of worldview to form this kind of concept.
所以从这个该隐他发怒的这一个小小的表现，我们已经可以看见他世界观是这样子的扭曲。
So from a small behaviors, just Ken's anger, these kind of small things, we are able to reflect and manifest exactly what is his worldview.
那我们的孩子会不会也只知道神存在，但是神并不是我的主呢？
So likewise, would our children acknowledge the existence of God? However, God is never the center of their world.
我们再看第四章第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 8. Chapter 4, verse 8. Then Cain said to his brother Abel, Let us go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him.
这里看见该隐非常的残忍。
So here we can see Cain is a man with cruelty.
我们去想象那个真实的情况。
So if we to reconstruct what happened there,
他的弟弟一定不是他一拳就打死的。
His younger brother definitely will not be dying because of one punch,
而是可能有经历过一个纠缠在扭打的过程。
They must have been gone through struggles and also exchange of punches.
那在那个过程，应该他会听见他弟弟在哀求他。
And through the process, Cain must have already heard his younger brother Abel to crying out and pleading him.
那快要死之前，一定有那些哀鸣跟挣扎。
When his younger brother is about to die, he definitely will have a point of struggling and even a point of crying out.
那在这个过程中，应该也可能有鲜血流出来。
And during this process, definitely the blood will be shed.
那如果是一个有恻隐之心的人，对这一切应该都会有感觉。
So if someone actually have a heart of compassion, if he actually going through this process, he definitely will have some feelings about it.
这是一个生命，一个活的生命。
Because what is in front of him is actually another person, is another life.
不要说他是他的弟弟，这就是一个你不认识的人，他也是一个生命。
Don't even need to mention this person is his younger brother. Even if this person in front of him is a stranger, this is a person with a living being, with life.
我们就算去打一只小狗，他在那里哀鸣的时候，我们也会觉得好可怜。
Even if we actually hit a dog, even when we see a dog is crying out, struggling,We also will have pity on the dog.
但是我们发现该隐对于弟弟的临死挣扎跟哀鸣，或者这个死掉了不会再动的躯体。
好，他身上，陈浪，你继续，没关系。
或者是沾在他手上的血，他好像这些对他都就是跟东西是一样的。
However, we can see that when Cain.See his younger brother struggling or crying just before dying, or even when after the brother was dead, the deadly body is not moving, or even his hand is full of blood. All these things towards Cain as if these are just something or some possessions, some items that he used to have.
因为他可能在家里啊，什么东西都是他可以掌控的。
Because maybe in his house, he can control everything, every items.
所有的东西都要听他的。
So every items, everything, everyone need to listen to him.
所以可能他所看见的动物，或者是他所啊、要养的植物。全部都要听他的，不顺他的意，他就毁掉他们。
So include all the animals or even all the plants that they have in their household all need to follow his will. If anything against his will, he can randomly just destroy them with no regret.
因为他是可以掌控一切的掌权者。
For he is this a person who control and dominion over everything in his household.
所以如果一个人他一个孩子他就是在他的世界里可以呼风唤雨。
And therefore, if we see that if a child, he can actually be so dominant to do whatever he wants in his world,
他就只能够知道自己的欲望。
So all he knows in his life is his own physical desire.
他不能够理解其他人的感受。
He will never be able to appreciate other people's feeling.
那比如说啊，孩子在家里明明是撞到我们，那他就很生气，觉得他怎么他的路被挡住了。
For example, at home, if our children actually accidentally hit us, however, they actually turn to become very angry, thinking, "How can you block my way?"
那如果我们是只有关心啊，你有没有怎么样啊？对不起，挡到你。
And if we what we do only is, are you okay? I'm sorry, I block your way, etc.
而没有教导孩子要关心我。
However, at that moment, if we did not use the opportunity to educate our children, that you also need to show cares and concern to your parents.
那这样孩子就不可能学习到理解其他人。
And then if that's the case, our children will never have the opportunity to learn and to appreciate other people.
也不会懂得要去啊、认识到这个世界不是以我为中心。
Nor would they ever understand or realize that I am not only the person in the world, I cannot just be myself and be the center of this world.
那我们再来看第四节，第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9. Verse 9. And the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I do not know," he answered. "Am I my brother's keeper?"
在这里，神是作为一个全知者。
So God is God of omniscient.
但是神却故意问该隐关于亚伯的事。
However, God purposely ask Cain a rhetorical question, "Where is Abel?"
那结果该隐却找个理由说，我怎么会知道？我又不是整天在看着他的。
And Cain makes such an excuse that I do not know. How would I know? I am not his keeper.
觉得他可以用任何方式来逃避刑罚，逃避规范，逃避责任。
Because he thinks that he can get away with any excuse to avoid any punishment or any consequences.
所以他先随便就是找个理由，以为就这个话题可以结束。
So he thought he can just randomly come up with an excuse and the conversation will end.
那到第十三、十四节。
Come to verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 and 14.
当神表示其实我知道。
So when God actually declared to Cain, in fact, I knew what happened.
并且神也宣告了他的刑罚。
And God also declared his punishment to Cain.
那这时候13到14节该隐怎么说呢？请读。
And in verse 13 and 14, how did Cain respond to God's punishment? Verse 13, but Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Verse 14, "Behold, this day you have driven me from the face of the earth, and from your face I will be hidden. I will be a fugitive and a wanderer of the earth. And whoever finds me will kill me.
该隐现在要面对处罚了。
So now Cain need to face his punishment.
面对他的责任了。
He need to come and face up his responsibility.
那他就开始啊苦苦哀求，然后啊或者是赖皮撒娇。
So now we can see that he is trying to begging, or he is trying to use rascally attitude or acting in a cutesy manner.
那这个可能在现在的家庭生活也可以常常看到。
We can see this kind of attitude from our children very often in our family.
孩子做错事情啊，只要撒娇赖皮。
So when our children whenever they made a mistake, as long as they act rascally or acting in a cutesy manner,
或者是像他前面这样子恼羞成怒，我怎么知道？
Or even they fly into a rage from shame, acting as if I don't know what happened.
那个不是我的责任啊。
That's not my responsibility.
那孩子好像父母就拿他没辙。
And if the child behaves in that way, and the parents actually cannot do anything with this child, do not know what to do with this child.
所以孩子就变成一个无限者。
And then if that's the case, then our children will turn to become a person with no limits.
是神才是无限的。
Only God is a one with no limits.
但如果我们的孩子也不受界限的规范。
However, if our children is not restricted by boundary,
那他真的就会觉得自己是神了。
Then he may turn himself, he may think he himself is actually God.
那甚至他觉得自己才是审判主，他可以决定什么是对，什么是做错。
He can even think that I myself is the judge. I can decide what is right, what is wrong.
是亚伯的错，不是我的。
It is actually Abel's fault, it's not my fault.
那所以今天如果我们是一个以孩子为中心的教养。
So today, if the way we educate our children is only using our kids as a center,
使孩子成为至高者。
We turn our kids to become the most high,
使他成为掌权者。
Our kids to become someone control the power with dominions.
使他成为无限者。
We turn our kids to become someone with no limits.
那这个孩子，他就会走向该隐的结局。
Then our children will walk towards the consequence of Cain.
他可能可以在世界上非常的有成就。
Maybe our children will end up achieve a lot of things in this world.
因为他就是这个世界。现在所教导的嘛，这个孩子会非常的有自信啊，很有能力。
Because this is exactly what the world is teaching our children, they will have full of confidence, full of capability.
他也很懂得怎么样去判断啊，对自己有利的事情，然后做决策。
And、they're also very good at making judgment or decision that what is the most beneficial to myself.
但是这样也就是会变成在属灵上成为另一个神。
However, they will turn themselves into another God.
他不懂得敬畏神。
They will not know how to fear the Lord.
他更不可能侍奉神。
Nor would they be ever possible to serve God.
到最后，他就能够自己去决定自己要走什么路。
In the end,They think they are capable of making their own decision of their own fate.
我们看见该隐的后代在第四章的16节以后，他就离开神的面。
So from verse 16 onwards, we see that Cain has left the presence of God.
就是他选的路。
And that is the way that he has chosen.
然后他就在世界上非常有成就。
And later on, we can see that Cain achieved a lot in the world.
他也懂得爱他的孩子哦。
He actually also knew how to love his own child.
所以17节我们看，哇，他也过得家庭美满啊。
So from the description of verse 17, we can see that he is actually having a blissful family and lifestyle.
哇，他爱他的妻子，爱他的孩子，为他的孩子盖一座城呢。
He loved his wife, he loved his child, he even built a city for his son.
就好像我们谁帮自己的孩子盖了一个这个布里斯本这个城哦，他的孩子叫做啊，比如说把他的这个城改名叫做跟他孩子一样哦。
So we can, in today's term, we can see that someone built a city like Brisbane for his son and changed the name of the city to become the son's name.
那可以说是非常厉害的一个人耶。
We can see that Ken is actually full of skill set and capability.
然后他的后代个个有成就哦。
And we can see that all his descendants are actually also achieved very successfully in various aspects of our area.
所以十八节到二十四节就哇，又有畜牧大王，又有艺术天才。
So from verse 18 onwards to verse 24, you can see that his descendants, some of them are very good at raising livestock. Some of them are very good at music to become a great musicians.
所以又有钱又有文化。
Have money, have culture.
这就是该隐所选的路啊。
And that is the way that Ken has chosen to walk on.
那这是我们希望的吗？
And is this something that we also looking forward?
如果是的话，那就这样吧。
If it is what we look for, then so be it.
那我们知道该隐的后代的下结局就是不在神的救恩当中。
And we knew the end result of Cain's descendants is that they are no longer part of the salvation grace of God.
但是我们要知道他原本是亚当的第一个后裔，是长子。
However, what we need to understand is Cain was the firstborn of Adam and Eve.
但是他却失去了这个身份以及应许。
However, he has lost the sonship of the firstborn, and he also lost the promise of God.
那这是在这个教养的过程中慢慢的错误的累积，以及他自己。价值观的偏离导致的。
So this is actually accumulation of the wrong education from the parents, and also is his own incorrect worldview, and actually as a result of that.
所以，如果这个孩子的世界里不是以神为中心
，and therefore if our children in their world they don't treat God as their center.
那他的国也就不再神的国。
Then their kingdom will not be part of the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们讲回来，要怎么样使信仰内化成为孩子的生命呢？
So today when we talk about how we able to internalize the faith to become part of our children's life.
那我们就是不要使这个错误的世界观逐渐定型。
What we need to make sure is that we do notthat allow this incorrect worldview to firmly form in our children's mind.
你看约伯记的三十八章。
Please turn to the book of Job, chapter 38.
约伯记三十八章八到十一节。
Job chapter 38, verse 8 to 11.
这是我很喜欢的一段经节。
This is the Bible verse that I actually like a lot.
在我讲那个分享我落实的见证的时候，也有引过这一段。
So when I was sharing with everyone, the accident I had, last time, I also quoted this Bible verse.
这里让我再一次的去体验到神是这个万有的主宰。
So this Bible verse once again let me realize, that God and experience that God indeed.Is the sovereign God of the whole universe.
万有都要听命于神，就算是海水，神说你的浪到这里，你就不能够再越过。
Everything under the universe will obey and subject to God's commands. Even the wave, the raging waves, when God said, you stop at this point, it will stop.
所以 连海水都听命神，孩子怎么可以不受到规范？
Even the oceans will listen and obey to God. How can we allow our child not to be restricted or confined by the standard of God?
所以要使孩子的世界观能够是以神为中心，而不是以自己，第一个就是我们必须要为孩子设立界限。
So in order for our children, to make sure that in their worldview, they are not the center but God, first thing we need to do is to make sure that we need to set the correct boundaries.
让他知道在他上面有一个更高的权柄能够去约束他。
We need to let our children understand that above them, there is a higher authority is going to confine and control them.
那这个更高的权柄在他面前是一个看得见的父母，在父母上面是那看不见的神。
So the higher authority, the kids, what the kids can see from their very eyes, this higher authority should be the parents. And for the parents, what they should do, the higher authority should be the invisible God.
如果孩子连看得见的父母都不懂得要敬重，那怎么可能去敬重、敬畏那看不见的神？
So if our children, they're not able to obey or respect the parents that they can actually see from their own physical eyes, no need to mention how would they would not respect the invisible God.
就好像人说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄。那连看得见的弟兄都不能爱，怎么可能去爱那看不见的神呢？
Just like what the Bible said, if you cannot even love the brothers that you can see from your eyes, how would you say that you will love the God that you cannot see?
那在敬畏这件事的学习也是一样，要先学习敬畏看得见的父母，然后去从中学习敬畏那看不见的神。
So in terms of God fearing, it's the same.We need to first of all learn how to fear the parents that we can see from our eyes so that you can move to the next step to respect and have God fearing towards the God that you cannot see.
那在被约束、被设立界限的时候，孩子会觉得遇到挫折。
So if we set boundaries and give restrictions to our children, they may feel setbacks.
因为就是他的意志啊碰到墙壁了。他遭遇到挫折了。
Because that means their wills or their mind may actually hit the roadblock or hit the wall so that they may feel frustrated or they may feel having a setback.
我们看耶利米书四十八章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 48.
耶利米书四十八章十一到十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 48.Verse 11. Moab has been at ease from youth, settled like wine on its dregs. It has not been poured from vessel to vessel or gone into exile. So his taste has remained the same, and his aroma is unchanged. Verse 12. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send him wanderers who will pour him out. They will empty his vessels and shatter his jars.
神说摩押从年幼就过得很安逸。
So here God said Moab has been at ease from youth.
他从来都没有受到什么挫折。
Moab never encountered any setbacks.
他的意志总是得到伸展。
His will always been implemented.
他想要的总是实现。
Whatever he wants always been accomplished.
所以他的原味尚存，香气未变。
And therefore, Bible describes his taste has remained the same. His aroma is unchanged.
他的人格没有成熟。
So that means his personality, his character never become mature.
他也没有认识到一个真实的世界。
Nor did he come to realization of a real world.
真实的世界是在他上面有一个真神的权柄啊。
The real world.Supposed to be a true God above him.
所以十二节神就说，那我就要让他经历一些操练。
And therefore in verse 12, God said that I will make Moab to go through some trials.
让他被倒空，被打碎。
I'll empty his vessel, I'll shatter his jars.
放在今天的教养里，就是父母愿意让孩子遭遇挫折。
Put it into today's perspective, that means to say parents would allow our children to meet setbacks.
那这些挫折也许是我们去阻止孩子的意志。
These setbacks could be that we actually stop the further development of a certain mindset or the will of our children.
比如说像刚才参孙的例子，他的父母坚决的不准他嫁娶外邦人。
For example, the examples that we talk about, Samson, if his parents actually firmly declined or reject the idea of him married with Gentile,
那又或者刚才提过的，孩子不想聚会，不想祷告，不想读圣经，那我们还是很坚持的鼓励他们一定要这样做。
Or in today's perspective,if our children refuse to pray, refuse to read Bible, refuse to sing hymns, we are very firm and insist that they should do so.
那这样其实就是在让孩子遭遇挫折。
If we are doing that, we actually allow our children to encounter setbacks.
那今天的趋势啊，就是大人要跟孩子做朋友。
However, in today's trends, parents need to become children's friends.
我们可能就会一直拜托孩子。
We may probably begging or pleading our children.
啊，你这样做好不好啊？那你如果这样做，我给你什么好处好吗？
Please, would you like to do this and that? If you do this and that, I will give you certain benefits.
那又或者就是想办法用另一种方式讲，避免冲突。
Or we try to use some diplomatic way to avoid conflicts.
那有时候。冲突就是让孩子能够去训练孩子忍受挫折的能力。
But however, conflicts or confrontation sometimes is a good thing to have because they were able to train up our children to practice their endurance.
也让他们明确的知道，在他上面有一个更高的权柄与秩序，他必须去遵从。
And also to let them realize that above them, there's a higher authority that they need to learn to obey and subject themselves to.
那所以当我们说要去明确、坚决地坚持一些原则的时候，
So when we say that we need to be very firm, we need to insist of certain principles.
并不是我们就要用很凶的口气，而是那个态度是坚定的。
It's not to say that we need to be insist with anger, but what we're supposed to do is that our attitude need to be firm.
并且是严肃在谈这件事情。
And we should talk about this seriously.
那这个严肃是能够用圣经的观念、圣经的根据来和孩子谈的。
And the seriousness should be derived and based on the principles and the teachings written in the Bible.
我们来看以西结书的33章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 33.
以西结书33章。
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1.
请读。
Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying,
到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3. Verse 2. Son of man, speak to your people and tell them, suppose I bring the sword against the land, and the people of that land chose to a man from among them, appointing him as their watchman. Verse 3. And he sees the sword coming against that land and blows his trumpet to warn the people.
这里所说的守望者，他必然是要站在一个比较高的地方。
So as being a watchman, he is supposed to stand at a higher place.
如果我们都随从今天这个世上教养的趋势，就是要跟孩子在同一个平面跟他们做朋友啊。
If we just compromise or give way, to the standard and just standing on the same ground as our children because we've been taughtThat we as parents need to become friends of our child.
我们要跟他有同理心啊，要站在跟他一样的 地方啊。
We need to show empathy to our child. We need to standing from the same perspective of them.
当然要去同理孩子，也要去聆听他们的想法。
Obviously, it is good and important to have empathy heart and also to understand where they come from.
但是当我们理解完他们之后，我们仍然要来到守望者的位置。
However, after we understand where they come from and understand their perspective, we still need to come back to our role as being a watchman.
在这个比较高的属灵高度上，我们才能够引导他们看见他们将面对什么样的危险。
We should actually stand on the higher point from a spiritual perspective so that we are able to foresee what is the danger in front of them.
那在他们后面有什么样的审判在等着？
And also, what comes behind them or what is actually coming up next, the judgment coming up.
如果我们失去了这个能够看见的视野跟立场，
If we actually lost the stand or we actually lost the eyesight of being a watchman to be able to foresee with a far distance.
那这样子神是会来向我们追讨我们的罪。
And then God will actually settle the account and actually chase after us for the sins that we have done.
所以这就是第六节所说的。
So this is what has been described in verse 6.
请读。
Verse 6, but if the watchman sees the sword coming and fails to blow the trumpet, so that the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away a life, then that one is taken away in his iniquity, but I will hold the watchman accountable for his blood.
我们不要说我们不知道这个孩子前面会发生什么事。
So let's not say that, oh, I do not know what's going to happen in front of my children.
因为其实我们道理应该是明白的。
Because all of us as parents, we should already know what is the teaching, what is the word of God.
包括我们人生的经验也大概也可以知道，这个孩子如果继续这样子过这样子生活方式，会发生什么事。
Including the life experience that we already have, we should already predict if our children continue to do in this way, that what is going to become their consequence.
但是我们却没有尽到守望者的责任。
However, if we actually refuse or actually play up the role of being a watchman,
那这样子，孩子确实会死在罪孽中，而我们也要被神来追讨我们的罪。
If that's the case, indeed our children will die in their sin. However, God will also hold us accountable for their sin.
那这个并不是我们所希望的。
This will not be something that we would like to see.
我们最后来看提摩太后书第三章。
Lastly, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章十到十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. Verse 10, but you have closely followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance. Verse 11.Persecution, suffering, such as happened to me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra. What manner of persecutions I endure, and yet the Lord deliver me out of all.
保罗在教导提摩太的时候，
So when Paul was teaching Timothy,
他并不是用讲的，
Paul did not just say it,
而是活出一个真实的生命榜样，让保罗让提摩太学习。
But Paul actually live out a living experience for Timothy to learn and imitate.
那是一个内化成为保罗生命的一种系统。
So this is a kind of a system which has already internalized into the life of Paul.
第十节保罗说他也有用教训的。
So in verse 10, Paul used the method of teaching.
但是他同时也在他的品性跟他的志向
But also through Paul's conduct and his purpose.
他知道他为什么活着。
He knew why he lived.
他为什么，就是说他以什么为活着的目标。
He knew that what is his goal for him to be alive.
他在他一切的 表现当中也都去显现出这些信心、爱心、忍耐。
So all his behaviors, all his conducts also clearly manifest the faith, the love, the endurance.
并且他也实践啊，就实地的去传福音，并且在这当中去忍受伴随而来的苦难。
He also put things into practice. He actually physically go out and preach the gospel. At the same time, he endured all the suffering because of that.
然后重要的是，在这一些苦难当中，去体验到神是一个又真又活的神。
And most importantly, among those sufferings that he endured, he is able to appreciate and realize God indeed is a true and living God.
那这一个回馈就又再来坚定他的这个系统。
With this feedback that he has received, it once again consolidates and re-strengthens the system internalized in Paul.
啊，让提摩太能看见这样的榜样，也邀请你和我走同样的路。
And it end up to allow Timothy to see this life experience, and Paul also invite Timothy to walk on his journey.
我活在一个以神为中心的世界。
So that he is able to live in a world centered with around God.
在这个世界里，我是神的仆人。
In my world, I am the servant of God.
我以侍奉神为我生命的目标。
I use serving God is the purpose of my life.
我以讨神喜悦为我生命的意义。
I use to please God is the meaning of my life.
我邀请你孩子与我这样活。
So my child, I invite you to live the same manner as mine.
这就是我们生命建造的方式。
So this is the way we should do for life building site.
愿我们都能使我们的家，因为我们这样生命的榜样，来成为建造属灵工程的工地。
May God help us so that because of the way we liveBecause of the examples we show to our children, we can allow our family to become a life-building site.